Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Squid Billy, Dylan, hanging out with you here on a Thursday morning. I can confirm Rusty did not bring any Bowberry biscuits.
Yeah, Rusty Claus didn't come through.
I will say this. I am starting to – I think I might be next up for Top 5 Tuesday. Mm. Breakfast sandwiches might be on deck because I am starving right now. And our friends at McDonald's that we've had to smell a couple times, we've been out there on remotes. It could go down.
That's why I always get me a biscuit there, McGriddle or a biscuit. You know what's funny?
A chicken McGriddle will hit right now.
Mm. Is
tell me what's funny.
I wasn't hungry, and then I saw like an advertisement for a Tombstone Pizza on my pop up on my Twitter.
Man,
and I got hungry, and then we started talking about Rusty, and I was like, I wonder if Rusty get me a biscuit.
He said we. He just walked in here and said, we waited too long. He said, got ITP, and he's like, I wasn't pulling off at that point.
I was like, dude, I didn't have my GPS tracker on you. It wasn't. I mean, it was on there. It just wasn't turned on, so I don't know what's going on.
We'll have Rusty coming up, obviously, at 8 o'clock. We're going to talk more about that big matchup, the Georgia Bulldogs, going down to Jordan-Hare. Jordan-Hare to face off with Auburn, and that's going to be really interesting to keep track of. Also, coming up on Mic'd Up here in just a minute, we're going to do kind of a buy-or-sell stock version of some of these college football quarterbacks, because I think it's kind of that time of year. You're starting to edge towards midseason. Some of these guys are starting to separate themselves from the pack. It's just a fun time of the year in college football, and especially when you have Monday Night Football for the Atlanta Falcons. It's like all my focus can go into Saturday in college football.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be out at the Bulldog Kia from noon to 2 on Saturday in Athens.
Oh, they didn't invite me.
No, you can come. I'll pick you up.
Oh, no, I think it's okay.
No, I'll pick you up. Everybody wants to see.
Enemy territory for me. I don't think they'd like me much.
Just don't wear your Kalen DeBoer's hoodie and you'll be fine. Don't forget.
The black hoodie of death, they call it.
Yeah, don't forget, guys. You know, that hoodie's from last year, by the way.
Ding.
I'm wearing the Falcons version of it right now. It's a 24 hoodie. But you know what? You probably already knew that. Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Bunch of stuff to get to in the NFL. We did have a trade that we'll break down, get to Joe Flacco here in just a minute, but Thursday Night Football is coming up tonight. You got the 4-1 Eagles taking on the 1-4 Giants. It does look like former Georgia Bulldog star N'Kobe Dean will make his season debut. Remember, he had that bad knee injury. I think that was in the playoffs last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was against the Rams.
Yeah, a breakout season for N'Kobe Dean. He has not been in the fold. They've actually been, I think, Jahad Campbell, the rookie, has been starting in his place for the Eagles defense.
It'll probably be better long term. I think Jahad Campbell's a player.
I think that's – dude, N'Kobe Dean is a beast. I think he had 8 games last year with 10 or more tackles.
Well, you know, the best thing about N'Kobe Dean is he's a little bit undersized. And
that's the best thing about him?
Best thing for him is the fact that the monsters he plays for up front.
No doubt.
They clear a lot, and it allows him to be what he was in college.
Yeah.
Which is an instinctual player who maybe the speed is not his necessarily biggest asset, but he plays fast.
Yeah,
and he reads and reacts really well. So, like, I don't have any issues with N'Kobe Dean. There was the whole back and forth. The Falcons should have got him here, and they didn't, and blah, blah, blah. But last year was his breakout. It was really the first year he ever started there. First year he started.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to keep track of that. When the Giants are 7.5-point underdogs at home at MetLife Stadium, that one's right for the picking, I think.
Well, yeah, you literally just lost in New Orleans. Yeah. I mean, that and but what does Jackson Dart do? This is the best defense he's faced.
I saw an interview with Jackson Dart. I guess it was just his, you know, talking to the media, and he said, you know, look, this is my first loss in the NFL, but let's be honest, it's not going to be my last. And we're going to, you know, kind of do the things we need to do to move forward. I think he's going to be a great player in the NFL. I just don't know that Brian Daboll is going to be the coach when it's said and done that gets him there. And I hope it is, because I think Brian Daboll knows how to use him, but I'm just not sure. I don't know. At this point, I'm looking at it going, dude, something's got to break loose here.
You think the quick trigger on head coaches in this league is part of the reasons why you see the developmental issues with young quarterbacks that we're seeing, and then all of a sudden and they go there to their third or fourth place
100%.
And they're 5 years in and the light turns on, like, you know, Baker Mayfield,
this
Sam
is
Darnold.
Why I think the college football model right now with the portal and the NIL sucks so bad. I understand it from a player's point of view where I'm like, dude, go get your money. But at the same time, if you're not starting in year one or year two and all of a sudden you're transferring it and you're going to a different system and your development is way off track, like, it stinks. I think one of the reasons Carson Beck has had so much success at Miami so far is the fact that he spent 4 years at Georgia in a system where he was allowed to develop. I think there's a lot to be said about that. And so I don't know, man. It's it does suck, because we talked about it yesterday. We talked about Matt Ryan and guys like that that went through multiple systems, but you're allowed to develop at least a little bit and kind of get a longer leash, and so it's something to keep track of. Speaking of quarterbacks in the NFL and guys that are 40 years old, Joe Flacco named the starting quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals. Here's Zach Taylor talking about why.
Played him a lot, watched him a lot. Brings great experience, great leadership. His style fits our style of play too, so excited to get him out there. We'll start him this week, so he's going to take all the reps, get ready to go. Already spent a lot of time meeting with us, getting up to speed, so feel really good about where he's at. He's played Green Bay this year, so he's already gone through a week of prep. Now the communication and the weekly rhythm is maybe different, unique, but he's already prepared for this opponent.
How about this line? Green Bay Packers, 14-point favorites over the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Flacco. I'm going to have to get used to saying that. Joe Flacco and the Bengals. You know this. I heard this yesterday. Let me blow your mind for a second. Can I blow your mind? I heard this yesterday. Joe Flacco is the first quarterback in Bengals history that's won a Super Bowl. Yeah. Soak that one in.
Are you sure?
The first quarterback in Bengals history that's won a Super Bowl. That's what I was
told.
Start
a game, or maybe they didn't even have like an older backup?
I think it's to be a starter, but it might be just point blank. That's crazy. Crazy to think about.
I will say, mind blown.
Yeah.
Pause. Two ways to think about this. Joe Flacco has a better supporting cast offensively around him than he did in Cleveland when he beat this Packers team. But the other thing, I'm talking about offensively alone, the defense is much worse.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know, it should help him, though, knowing what he knows and having guys that maybe can do some of the things that if he had them, he could have them doing, that could set him off. I think Flacco is going to look great in his first game. I could be way wrong, because, you know, it's basically a coin toss, but I think he could go out there and just light up this defense. If he can, if they can get open quick enough with Higgins and Chase,
yeah.
I think he could light this defense up.
I'm going to ask you a question that I don't think you know the answer to, but did Brian Callahan coach the offensive line when he was with Cincinnati before he got the head coaching job at any point?
I thought he was that the de facto OC, and I say de facto because I thought he was the OC that didn't call plays, but yeah. I don't know.
I know that his dad's background is
Bill.
Obviously.
His dad's Bill Callahan.
Yeah, I know.
Big
I'm
Bill.
I'm alluding to that.
Big
I'm,
Bill said.
I'm alluding to the fact that his dad has been an offensive line coach his entire life. I'm just wondering if Brian has too, because I think that's one of the things that's been missing since, you know, forever in Cincinnati when it comes to protecting Joe Burrow. It is funny to see how Brian Callahan is kind of
no. At no point has he coached offensive line. He's been an OC, QB coach, a coaching assistant, offensive quality control.
I'm pretty sure Bill's his O-line coach in Tennessee.
He is.
Yeah, so there you go.
He's either coached quarterbacks or been the OC pretty much everywhere he's been.
All right.
And he was the OC for the Bengals.
Interesting enough.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I do want to pay off. We talked about it earlier. There was a trade in the NFL yesterday. The Jags get corner Greg Newsome, and Tyson Campbell is shipped to the Browns. Another cornerback, former Georgia Bulldog Tyson Campbell. This seems like a couple of guys that are good players that they just think need to change the scenery.
Yeah, because Campbell just signed a deal.
Massive deal.
Over a year ago, July of 24, and Newsome's on an expiring contract.
Yeah. Interesting enough, I remember – I think it was Tyson Campbell and Pat Surtain that were coming out of American Heritage together that were recruits at the same time. Five-star corners on the same high school team. Didn't even seem fair. Pat Surtain goes to Bama. Tyson Campbell goes to Georgia. Two pretty good programs to set them up for some success. All right, we got to go to break. We come back. We're going to hit a mic'd up, and we're going to do a stockbroker's edition of college football quarterbacks. Are you buying? Are you selling? Are you just holding? All right, stick with us here. It's the Morning Show, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.